Now, every year, pretty much every year, I would say, on the third Sunday of Advent, we have a children's pageant. But we have a new staff person that just started with us recently, Michelle. Can you come on up here, Michelle? And we haven't really had time to put a children's pageant together this year, so we thought what we might do, Michelle, this is something new for her, we thought what we might do today, or at least I thought what we might do, is practice a children's pageant today so that we can get ready for next year. That makes a good idea, right? All right. But we have a special person who's going to help us this morning, and that's over here. We got Madeline's going to come up. Now, Madeline, I'm going to set you up because Madeline's going to be our narrator. And really, this is the only part of this that we've sort of practiced. You think you can sit up on there? Is that too tall? It's too tall? You can get up there? All right. And I'm going to give you this microphone to hold on to. And Uncle Bob up there will do that. So we have a script, and we're going to start going through that. And then we also have a box of goodies down here for things that we might need throughout the play. And Michelle's going to help me with that, right? All right, we're all set. So this is our rehearsal. This is not the actual pageant. It's just the practice for the pageant. So be prepared for lots of stops, lots of starts, ins and outs. Madeline, what's the first line?
A long time ago in the city of Nazareth, there was a woman named Mary.
Wait, we don't have Mary. We have to get a Mary. Let's see, who wants to be Mary? Okay, come on, you can be Mary. All right, Mary, come on over here, and we'll find, I think there's something we can, maybe we could try that. Put that on her head and see if that, and I'll get you a chair, Mary, because we can't have, you know, and I guess if we're going to get a chair for Mary, we might as well get a chair for Joseph, too. It's going to be coming up soon. All right, so there you go. You can sit there. Thank you. All right, let's try that line again.
A long time ago in the city of Nazareth, there was a woman named Mary.
Right, we have Mary. And what's next?
Mary was promised to marry a man named Joseph.
Whoa, we don't have a Joseph yet. Wait, who wants to be Joseph? Brendan, you want to be Joseph? Come on up here. Let's see if we can find a Joseph thing for you to put on. Here, let's try that on him. See how that works, Michelle. And you can sit beside Mary. Now remember, we're just practicing today. Yeah, that's just over his shoulders. That's good. Or over his head. That's good. Yeah, all right, you can have a seat here. So let's try that line again, Madeline. Okay, so how about you both stand up so we can see you nicely and look like you like each other, you know, because you... Okay, you sit down again. What's next, Madeline?
Angel.
Wait, you need an angel. Okay, wait a minute. We need an angel. I think we have angel wings in there, Michelle. Who wants to be an angel? You want to be an angel? Come on, you could be the angel. Come on, Darren, you can do it. You want to be the angel? You can stand on the chair and everything. Okay, you can be the angel. You want to be the angel? No, you won't. You'll be fine. We'll get the angel wings on you. Turn around. They're supposed to be small. You're just a little angel. Here you go. You got it. Okay, angels, you want to appear before these? You're going to stand on the chair. Now hold your hand so you don't fall. You all right? All right, go ahead. Go, Madeline. Mary, come on over here because the angel's talking to you. All right, there we go. Carry on. What did the angel say?
He told Mary that she was going to have a baby.
And he will be the Son of God. Right? Yeah? Okay, well, you read the next line too. Read the next line pretending you're the angel. And you mouth the words as if you're talking to Mary. Okay, go. Very good, thank you. That's okay. Mary, wait, Mary. What does Mary say?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, Mary, you can go sit down. Angel, you can take your chair and go over there. We'll need you back later. So take your chair with you. That was good practice. That's good. We're doing well. And then the angel left. Is that right, Madeline?
And then the angel left.
Okay. Now, Joseph, stand up, Joseph. Go ahead. Okay, so Mary, you have to stand up and whisper in his ear that you're going to have a baby.
And
And then sit down. And now, Joseph, you got to look worried, man. You got to pace back and forth. Walk back and forth. You know, like what y'all, yeah, that's it. Walk back and forth. You're worried. What are you going to do? Okay, well, let's stop over here. We'll see. So, Madeline, what's the next line?
So one night, while he was asleep.
You're asleep. Close your eyes. That's it. Angel, you're on again. Bring your chair. You're doing good. Okay, what's the angel say? On the next page. Practice makes perfect.
Joseph, Mary's going to have a baby.
Look at the angel.
It's okay for you to marry her and take care of her and the baby. You will name the baby Jesus.
Okay, now stand up, Joseph, because that's the part. It's an important line coming up here. What does Joseph say in return? Good job. Sit down. Okay, Angel, you're done. And that's what he... Okay, and? No, I'll leave him on your back in a minute.
And so that's just what he did.
Exactly what he did. Very good. Now, what's next, Madeline, in our lines?
Well, a while later, the emperor in Rome, Caesar...
Whoa. Wait, don't have a Caesar Augustus yet. Who's going to be Caesar? Who wants to be Caesar? Aaron, you could be. There you go. Hold that up high so everybody can see it. Hi, I'm Caesar Augustus. Okay, now stand up here on the top step there because you're going to make a decree. Right there. Hold your sign up. Let the choir see it too because they didn't get a chance to look at it. See? Hi, I'm Caesar Augustus. Good job. Okay, read the line. Okay, now you pretend you're talking. She's going to say some lines for you. Go.
Everyone, go to your own hometown so that I can count you.
Good job, Darren. You did a great job there. Okay, you can go down there. Mary and Joseph, I need you to walk down the back here so we can pretend we're coming to Bethlehem. Come on with me. Okay, go ahead, Madeline, read the line.
So Mary and Joseph went to the town of Bethlehem.
Okay, we're going back to Bethlehem. Back to Bethlehem. Keep going. Sorry. Very good. Okay, now, what's next? Lots of other people?
There were lots of other people in good. There, too. There were so many people, in fact, there was no room for them in the inn. So Mary and Joseph stayed in the stable, which was a place for animals to stay warm and dry.
All right, we need some animals, because we're in a stable, right? So we need some animals. Come on, you could be an animal. Come on up. You have some ears for our animals. You could be an animal too. Come on. You want to be an animal? Sure you can. All right. What do we got? We got some cute ears. I'm not sure how they'll go on you, but we'll try it. There you go. Under your chin and over your head. There you go. And then you can go in place over here. You put them on the best way you can. And we need some more animals. These are sheep. So we've got some sheep. We're going to need, what else do we need? We need a cow. Gourd. Come on, you could be a cow. We don't have a costume for you, but I'm sure you'll do a good job. There you go. You sit right there. And we need some chickens. Hair mules. You can be chickens. Come on up here. And we don't have any chicken outfits, fortunately for you. But you're going to be the chicken. You can sit on the other side. So we have lots of animals here, right? We have some animals? Okay. Cow, what do cows say? Okay, read the line.
There was a cow there.
Moo. Moo. I know we're practicing, Gord, but we don't have to prompt you that much, I hope.
There was a sheep
there. There's sheep. What do sheep say, sheep? Bah. Very good. And?
There was a chicken
there. There were chickens there. Chickens, what are you doing? I didn't hear you, chickens. Remember, we're practicing, so we got to get that projection happening.
Clock.
There we go. Very good. And who else was there, Madeline?
And Mary and Joseph stayed there too.
Wave your hands, Mary and Joseph, so we can see that you're there. Very good. Okay, and, you know what we're missing? We're missing the manger. This is going to be tricky getting it down over top of the cow, I think. Well, because I got to walk past you there, see? Thank you, cow. There, we have a manger because that means we're in the stable there, okay. And while they were there, what happened?
While they were there, baby Jesus was born, and Mary took him and wrapped him up in a
Put him in the manger. There you go. Good job. Very good. So we got baby Jesus. We got all the animals. We got Mary and Joseph. And then what's next? We need some shepherds. So you guys, you two guys, come on with me. You're going to be shepherds. Come on. You need shepherds down here. Who else can we get for shepherds? Let's see. And David, you can be a shepherd too. You could be a shepherd. Not down that far. We want to be right up at the middle. There's a reason for that. Let's see. Sheldon, you want to be a shepherd?
Yeah.
Come on, you could be a... Come on, you could be a shepherd too. Now, we're practicing. That's why this is taking a little longer. That's okay. It's just a practice. All right, shepherds, you're out here tending your sheep. And we don't have any prop sheep because we're just practicing. But you talk amongst yourselves. All right. Yeah, there you go. Shepherd's pie. That's right. All right, so read that line again. That night. At the top of the page.
That night, there were some shepherds out in the field watching over their flocks of sheep.
Okay, and then? And then? What's next, Madeline?
And the angel came.
Whoa, we don't have an angel. Mr. Decker. Come on forward. There you go. Just stand right there and wave your arms like you're an angel. Very good. Okay, now read the line.
And the angel came and talked to the shepherds. And they were
terrified. Be afraid. Be afraid. Be afraid. All right, now what did the angel say?
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news. The Savior, which is Christ the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem. You will find the baby wrapped in soft cloth and lying in a manger.
Oh, good message. Did we get that message? Yes. Very good. You got it all out there. And then, Madeline, what happened next?
And all of a sudden, there were lots of angels saying...
Everybody in the balcony, stand up. You're all going to be the host of angels. And what did they say, Madeline?
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, God's goodwill to men.
All right, let me hear that, choir. Yeah, did everybody hear that? I don't think it was. Let's try that again. One, two, three, nice and loud. And then what happened, Madeline? Read the next one.
And then the angels left.
Now you're not leaving, you're just sitting down. Okay. Now what? What are the shepherds going
to
do, Madeline?
Walk to Bethlehem.
And when the angels had left, the shepherds went and found the baby Jesus in the manger, just as they had been told.
And you can sit down in front. Sheldon and Anne, you can sit on the seats and everything. There you go. Lots of room for you. Lots of room for you. And then what?
And when they found him, they worshipped him.
Very good. Okay. Next now. What's next on our script?
Not far away in a place called Jerusalem, there lived an evil king named Herod.
I have a crown for Herod, and I know who's going to be the perfect Herod. No. Josh, come on up here, buddy. I know. You get a crown, you get to sit on here, watch it doesn't tip over on you, bud. There you go. Now, he needs some advisors and guards. So, Jonah, you're going to be one. Come on up here, buddy. Come on, Jonah, you're going to be one of Josh's guards. You're here to protect this guy. Right? Yeah, you're here to protect him. He's doing a good job. You're here to protect him. Make sure he's okay. No, he doesn't need a sword. He's a martial arts expert, aren't you? That's right. We need another one. We need another guard. I like this job. We got another guard. Thanks, Josh. Okay, we're at the top of the page 4, Madeline.
One day after baby Jesus had been born, wise men came to Jerusalem looking for the newly born.
Wait, we need some wise men. You guys can be wise men. Yeah, we got crowns for you. Here, you can give them some crowns. That's 2. We need a third wise man. Stuart, you can be a third wise man. Okay, wise man, you got to go to the back. You have to go to the back for a minute. Go on down the back. Go on the back. Okay, now read that again. One day.
One day after baby Jesus had been born, wise men came to Jerusalem.
Wise men.
Looking for the newly born king of the Jews.
You're going to stand about here because you want to talk to Herod. Make sure you're guarding him good, Jonah. Don't let anybody get near him. Okay, come on over here. Okay, good. And Madeline.
They asked King Herod where he was.
Okay, so now you're going to read their line. You're going to pretend you're talking to Herod. Okay, go.
Where is he who is born king of the Jews?
Well, that wasn't bad. I saw one mouth moving a little bit. Yeah, it was good, though. That was a good job. Good try. Okay? So, what's next?
So the king asked his advisors.
Okay, king, you're going to mouth the word. She's going to read the line for you. Go. Where?
Where is this king of the Jews to be born?
And the soldiers, guards, you can point right there. And when she says, where was he?
In Bethlehem.
Dun, dun, dun. Now, Herod. He's got another line. Go.
In Bethlehem. Go and find him and let me know where he is so I can come and worship him too.
Aha. I think there's an evil plot at play here. Who knows? Okay, now, the wise men, you're going to go back down about the middle. And then I need you again. You're going to do this. You go on back there with them and you can lead the way. Okay, go. So
the wise men went and found baby Jesus by following his star, and when they found him, they worshipped him.
There we go, guys. Good job. Right up to the front where the star is. And you guys can sit there if you want. And what's the secret about Herod now?
But King Herod didn't really want to worship the baby Jesus. He wanted to harm him. The wise men were warned by God about this, so they went home
That's
another
you.
Way.
Okay, you can go home another way. Oh. Yeah, it's over there. That's good over on that side. And you can have a seat, too. Okay, next line is, because Herod's up.
When the king found out, he was really mad.
Okay, you're going to say your line and look the part. Okay, read it. And then?
He was determined to destroy this newborn king. So King Herod sent his soldiers to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus.
Okay, soldiers. Wait, say your line. Say his line for him.
Go and find him and destroy him.
Away you go. Away you go. Go on down. Look for baby Jesus. Angel, we need you back again. Your chair and everything. Joseph, you need to be, I think you're going to have to be sleeping again. That's it, that's right. And the angel, get up on your chair, and then...
But God warned Joseph in a dream to get out of there.
And what did the angel actually say?
Get out of there!
Okay. Okay, angel, you're out. And now what happens?
And so they did.
Okay, so Mary and Joseph, take the baby Jesus carefully, and you can just walk about halfway down there. Because you're out of Jerusalem or Bethlehem now. Okay, go ahead.
And so Joseph and Mary and the little baby Jesus went to Egypt, and they stayed there until the evil king Herod died.
The evil king died. Grand exit. You can go back to your seat now. Thanks, buddy. Good. Okay, go ahead.
After King Herod died, God
Okay, Angel, we need you back over here on your chair. And what did the angel say?
Hey, you can come back now. It's safe.
Come on back. Thank you, Angel. Take your seats and put baby Jesus in the manger. And what else have we got there, Madeline?